بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, in tonight's Salawi we came across this verse, الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, true dominion, sovereignty, kingdomship belongs only to Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day will be very difficult on the disbelievers. May Allah ta'ala save us, may Allah protect us from the horrors of Qiyamah. There are various verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of Qiyamah and the terror of Qiyamah. The 17th para in Surah Hajj, the beginning verses, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The quake of Qiyamah, the tremor of Qiyamah, the shaking and the convulsion of Qiyamah is something very severe. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 17th para as well, Allah talks about how He folds, how He will wrap the skies and the earth. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِ الْكُتُبِ. Like how we fold registers and pieces of paper, we crumble it. Like that Allah will just wrap up the skies and the earth. And He will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom does all this kingdom belong? All the treasures and all the kingdom the people possessed. Who does all this belong to today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. The one Allah who is all powerful. In the riwayat it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address all the tyrant rulers of the world. And Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. Where are all those proud and haughty ones? We are those who were arrogant and made zulam and oppressed their people. They thought they were rulers and kings and they could oppress the people. Allah will say, now, who is the true king? Who is the king of kings? That is Allah. And Allah reminds us every single day in our salat. When we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the master of the day of Qiyamah, the owner of the day of Qiyamah, the controller of the day of Qiyamah. There is no person superior to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives all of us chance and respite. And Allah reminds us in the Quran again and again that everything will come to an end. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the plains of Qiyamah, Allah will say, O sinners, O transgressors, you must move away from the good ones now. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. There are only two groups on the day of Qiyamah, one into Jannat, one into Jahannam. May Allah make us amongst the inmates of Jannat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمِ. And on that day of Qiyamah. Now, الظَّالِمِ refers to one who oppresses somebody. Here it refers to a person who has abandoned the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you open the tafsir kitabs, you'll find al-zalim tariku sunnah. The one who has abandoned the sunnah. The one who has discarded the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah regards him as an oppressor. He has oppressed himself. On that day, he will bite his hands. The word adda means to bite. He will actually bite his hands. When a person is gripped with fear and apprehension, he's standing before a judge in the court, Allah save us. He's standing before a high-ranking official or the SARS official and he's trembling with fear. He'll start biting his nails out of fear. A pupil in the school who has failed the examination in front of the teacher, in front of the examiner, when he is being questioned, when he does not know his work, he begins to bite his fingernails. On that day of Qiyamah, the person will not bite his fingernails, he will bite his hands. And what will he say? Ya laytani, how I wish. The word layta in Arabic means to desire something which is impossible to achieve now. The word la'alla in Arabic is to desire something which is possible. Like in the Amma Para, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The kafir will see on the day of Qiyamah, the disbeliever will say, how I wish I was sand. But it is too late. So like that, this zalim, the one who has abandoned the sunnah, he will say, how I wish, اتخذتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If only I followed a path with the Rasul. If I only followed the Rasul, the teachings of the Rasul, if only I listened to him and obeyed him, today I would not have been a zalim. Today I would have been a successful person. I would have been like the other believers who have got nur on their faces. Their faces will be brimming. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. On that day, some faces will be bright and shining, and others will be darkened. May Allah save us. Ya waylata, woe be to me. He will curse himself. But on that day, no amount of curses will suffice him and help him. Ya laytani, again, how I wish, lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. If only I did not take that certain person as my friend in this world. He misled me. He kept me away from all the good works. He kept me away from the path of Iman. Whenever I wished to come towards Iman and Hidayat and guidance, he distracted me. He took me away. Now this is a lesson for all of us, especially our youngsters. If we have that evil company, and instead of coming to the good and pious company and coming to the masjid and involving ourselves and engaging ourselves in good activities of deen, going out in the path of Allah, in tabligh da'wat, or going to the mashayikh, going to the khanka, or going to ulama and seeking knowledge. Instead of doing all these things, if we while away our time, especially in the weekends, on a Saturday night, and a Sunday, in the rave clubs, in the disco clubs, taking drugs, drinking wine, how many a youngster says, no, we were just socializing and we just had a couple of drinks. And that led to the person becoming an addict and alcoholic. When it is too far, when it goes too deep and he steeps into this type of abyss and of filth, it becomes very difficult, not impossible, it becomes very difficult to then turn over a new leaf. He needs a lot of mujahada. And unfortunately, she needs a lot of mujahada today. There are so many young girls, unfortunately, because of evil company. So we as parents, we have got a very important role. First of all, ourselves, we have to make sure that we are following and abiding by Quran and Hadith. And that is why this Quran we are discussing. That is why the month of Ramadan. That is why fasting, taqwa, what is all these things? Not just a month that we just become holy and pious, and after that we resort to all our old habits. We can never deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can never be deceived. Allah loves us. In the 19th para and so many other verses in other surahs, Allah talks about how He destroyed nations of the past. كَذَبَ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Thamud, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them when they rejected the Anbiya's that came. The people of Lut, when they involved in sodomy, and they engaged in sodomy. Such a heinous, such a shameful act, indecent act, immoral. How Allah toppled them and how Allah rained stones upon them and Allah destroyed them completely. Nations who did not give correct measure and way. And after they were warned and did not take heed to the warning, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, they plan and plot, we also plan. And they do not know. And Allah's azab, when it comes suddenly. Laylan aw naharan. Either during the day or the night. And every single person is destroyed. Allah save us. Allah is so kind to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah mentions the nations of the past. And they conduct their behavior. Their attitude to their Nabi. Imagine Nuh alayhi salatu salam. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. I give da'wah to my people day and night. Night and day. And every time I go towards them and I call them with passion, with love, they thrust their fingers in their ears, they cover themselves with their blankets, and they run far away from me. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu salam used to mock him. When Allah had commanded him to build that ark, they say, ark on the land? Where is an ark going to sail on land? Are you crazy? He kept quiet. Allah had commanded him to do so. But who laughed when the floods came? When Allah's azab came, so they planned, they should mock Musa, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But when the floods came, Allah ta'ala saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and those few believers who had accepted Iman on his hands. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. So this person who says, if only I did not take that certain person as my friend, who did not bring me closer to Allah, he took me away from Allah. So now I am doomed forever and ever. He misled me from dhikr, from Quran, from hadith, from sharia, from iman, from Islam, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ جَاءَنِي. When it came to me, the Nabi preached it to me. In our times, we have no Nabi to come. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final Nabi, Khatamun Nabiyin. He was the seal of all prophets. The most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his ummah, you and I, have this responsibility to connect ourselves and to be rightly guided and guide others as well. This is our responsibility. And therefore we have to make amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar in the correct way, with diplomacy, with wisdom, with ilm. It has become so difficult, really, so difficult to rectify some person, to make some islah of some person. People become upset. People don't want the islah to be made. All of us are weak, but if somebody points out some important mistake that we are doing in our life for our own betterment, we should accept it. And we should be more concerned in how I can rectify all my weaknesses so that my heart becomes absolutely pure and clean. In tonight's Taraweeh we heard, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ referring to Qiyamah, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. No matter how much of wealth you had in this world, no matter how many children you had, nothing will avail you from the azab of Allah. Except that person who comes with Qalbi Saleem. And the tafsir of Qalbi Saleem we discussed in one majlis some time ago, which simply means that heart which is sound, it is pure, there is no kufr in it, there is no shirk, there is no hypocrisy in it. And this heart is free from all type of maladies, spiritual maladies. Ujab, vanity, pride, anger, jealousy, love of dunya, love of haram things. So his heart has been polished. It is sound. It is safe and protected from all evil and vice. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَضُولًا. That's the lesson for us. On that day, that same shaitan who promised you in this world, that I am your friend, I am with you, I am with you, on that day, he disappeared from the scene. خَضُولًا in Arabic means, one who abandons you at the time of your need. When you need the person the most, thinking that he will help you, that's the time he leaves you and he runs away. The exact thing happened in the Battle of Badr. A very long incident. When Shaitan disguised himself and he came as a leader of a neighboring town, he came to assist the disbelievers. فَلَمَّا تَرَأَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ. When the two sides, the Muslim army and the enemy, when they began to fight, And Shaitan saw angels coming down to assist the Muslims, the believers, the Sahaba. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nakasa ala aqibay. He turned around and he sprinted on his heels. He ran away. He began to retreat. So those people asked him, the disbelievers, where are you going? قَالَ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ. I can see something which you people cannot see. On that occasion, what did he say? He didn't have iman. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I fear Allah's punishment is coming now. And that is why he ran. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah says in the 13th para, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. On that day, when the matter will be decided. In other words, after Hisab Kitab and reckoning has taken place, Allah will say, you will go to Jannat, you go to Jahannam. Everything is decided. People of Jannat are now entering Jannat. People of Jahannam are thrown into Jahannam. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ. Shaitan will then say, Ibn Kathir, if I remember correctly, he has mentioned in his tafsir that the disbelievers will come to Shaitan. And they will say, see the believers. They followed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now they go on into Jannat. You were our leader. Now come on, do something for us. Help us out from this problem. They'll say, Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Verily, Allah had promised you the truth. Whatever warnings He gave in the Quran, whatever promises He made, that was the real thing. That was the truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. I also promised you many things. I'll help you, I'll do this, and don't worry, you'll be saved, and you'll get Jannat. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I went against my promise, I lied to you. And then Shaitan tells him, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I had no special force or authority over you. I didn't hold the gun by your head. I didn't force you, I didn't compel you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ. I just invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You responded to me. You followed me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me today, blame yourselves. Look at that. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I cannot help you, nor can you help me today. So this is Shaitan. He is khadul. Khadul means one who abandons you when you require his full assistance. He pretends he does not know you. He moves away from there. May Allah Ta'ala save us from the clutches of Shaitan. May Allah protect us from the ploys of nafs. And in this para, Allah Ta'ala talks then about the beautiful qualities of Ibadur Rahman. Those who are the true servants of Allah. Allah used the word Ibad. Alhamdulillah, approximately I think just about 4 years ago we had a whole discourse. 8 majlises, we spoke only on the qualities of Ibadur Rahman. There are about 12 qualities of Ibadur Rahman and the series available because we spoke in detail in that. But in those verses, Allah Ta'ala talks about the good qualities, the humility of the true loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not engage in futile talk. They did not engage in futile and frivolous activities. They are humble. When they go past any futile event or place, then they go past quickly. And they have honor. When somebody who opposes them, some ignorant person, tells them some bad words, all they say, salam. They make salam and they move away from there. They did not go to those festivals which are haram. They did not go to those functions which are haram. Read the tafsir, read Ma'arif al-Quran and see the tafsir of this verse when it comes to going to these festivals and ceremonies where there is only the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These true believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not get involved in those functions at all. Like we did the hadith this morning, when a person does something solely for the pleasure of Allah, at the expense of the people's displeasure, Allah suffices him from their displeasure and anger. Allah takes care of him. We should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about society, what society will say. No matter how close a person is, explain to him that what you are doing is not right. This wedding function, or this party that you are having, even in the month of Ramadan, and even on Eid day, this intermingling of sexes. We want to observe parda, we want to have hijab, even though it's a family, we can still have. I swear by Allah, even though it's a family function, one can still observe hijab if one wants to. So we must accommodate these young people who are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't say, no, when you grow old, then you can start wearing parda, and then you can grow a beard, and then you can wear kurta. This is the wrong attitude. On the day of Qiyamah, can we give Rasulullah this answer? When he asked what you did for my, as an ummati, can we give this answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now these are problems we receive almost every day. And that is why I'm mentioning without any particular incident or person. We all go through these things. So many people invite us for the wedding. Mona, you can't come to my daughter's wedding. Now every time we have to explain to them, they won't understand. We try to make some excuse. But we have to understand. Are we pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just imagine for a second if Rasulullah was amidst us. Would we invite him to that type of function that we have? Where is photography? And of course now the cell phone in the Haram Sharif, it is gone out of control. Out of control. You can ask those who are with us. I didn't carry a cell phone in the Haram Sharif at all this time. Because once it is in your pocket, you're tempted to send somebody some message, or somebody will send you a message, your whole mind focus is gone. Right in front of Haram Sharif, in front of Rosa Mubarak, they're just taking pictures. And so many have taken our pictures. And we didn't pose for those pictures. You're going making tawaf, somebody suddenly turns around. You're reading namaz, somebody is flashing. You're reading Quran, somebody is taking your picture. Now all those people are responsible on the day of Qiyamah. Now this is something that we have to understand. I can't understand somebody using the Kaaba, the house of Allah, behind him, and just to pose and take a picture. Men, women, every type of person. We get so amused to see our picture. What are we trying to show the people? So much of ibadah we made, tawaf, and just we went to Haram Sharif. People know we went for Umrah. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. The whole ummat needs hidayat. The whole ummat needs hidayat. This is something which has gone out of control. We do the same thing here. People will send us a message with some video. Now as much as you tell them, please don't send any videos. We don't want to see that. If something is very important, you write it down. This is happening. And these are important things that are taking place. Or these are the ills of society, whatever it is. So now we have taken so many people with us. All in this type of ideology, which is coming from shaitan. These are all signs of Qiyamah. These are all signs of Qiyamah. Allah protect us. We also slip, we also make mistakes. Tawbah, istighfar, Allah protect us. We have to have that shu'ur, what I'm doing is wrong, and make tawbah and istighfar, and make amends, and try and make islah. Like I mentioned on Friday, somebody said, Mona, you're too hard on the cell phone, brothers coming for i'tikaf. I said, yes, we have to. The whole purpose of i'tikaf is to search for Laylatul Qadr. Now how are you going to search for Laylatul Qadr? You're busy with your cell phone and downloading apps. A person told me last night, Wallah, in one masjid in some place, he said, Mona, I saw these youngsters in one masjid. He went and he saw a whole lot of them downloading movies in the masjid. If you're not going to stop this, then we are responsible in the day of Qiyamah. If somebody is prepared to take the responsibility on the day of Qiyamah, well and good, no problem. May Allah protect us. We don't mean to be hard or harsh. It's out of love and muhabbat. If we see some person is going some way, many others are following. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ ذِكْرِ You'll be having a majlis, you'll be having a program, and you see all youngsters in this corner, that corner, in the back, outside, busy. They can't be reading tasbih, they're busy with the phone. What are they doing that part? Let's be honest, what is that person doing at that time of the night? Who is he chatting with? His mother, his father? That is a time to break ourselves from all the wrong habits and come into the masjid and be like angels. Then wallah, we will see Laylatul Qadr night. Everybody in the masjid will suddenly feel, it happened in the time of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatul Ali one night, people remember? Many years ago, suddenly he felt and quickly called the people and dua was made. Yeah, we can't even feel anything. Why? Because besides the food that we are eating, is also we have to check, must be absolutely halal, then our focus is not right. We are not coming here to become a lover of Allah. We have great mashayikh coming. Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Allah give him complete shifa. He wasn't too well, but alhamdulillah, he's recovering. Hazrat Mawzul Shikar sahab, when he comes, he speaks about the ishq of Allah. All these mashayikh, they come. And we sit and we throng in the gatherings. And we all come there, mashallah. But let us implement the teachings. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana Rahman gave his whole life. Hazrat Kim Akhtar sahab, Arif Billah Rahmatullah, whole life taught us about the love of Allah. Filling our hearts with the ishq of Allah. When a person just gets a bit of this ishq of Allah, he's gone crazy. He's gone mad in the love of Allah. When will we reach that stage of Mala Pulpuri Ramatullah Ali that he's writing Allah in the air because he's gone so absorbed in his thoughts are full only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what you call real ishq and muhabbat. That is what you call arif billah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah make us his true lovers. We are weak. For we can't even have programs whole night. We have to worry about those making intikaf, etc. But this masjid, especially Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, it was his foresight. He worried about every person and therefore he should have some programs. So we can benefit ourselves. Others can also benefit. There had been many, many people who had come to those gatherings and they made sincere tawbah and istighfar. Today they are, mashallah, have changed their entire life. So many of them. So Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah still wants to give us an opportunity. Even though this engine is useless, and we'll never get that type of ruhaniyat and nuraniyat at the time of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. But still, our mashayikh, see, even in the third class coaches jump in there. If he's linked to the other coaches and the engine, inshallah, we will reach there. But we have to do it with muhabbat, with fikr. And we have to precondition our mind. Tuesday night will be the first flight our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to see. So from now, pass on the message to others also. Bring all our baligh, children, males of course. Those very small ones, the bichara, they'll come and sleep over there, then your mind is, let them come for the beginning and they can take them home. And then let us program ourselves and precondition. We want to now gain Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And we want to have this different feeling in our heart, where we feel the taluk and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Our mothers and sisters, many will be sitting at home in i'tikaf, then we request them also to make special dua for us and for all the masajid programs we'll be taking in Durban, many ulama, mashayikh, and throughout the country, throughout the world. We have just come from Haramain Sharifain. The heart's desire is to run back there. Really. It is something that we cannot explain. You have been there. May Allah take all of us again and again. Such anwarat. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. May Allah give us the true understanding of Quran, Hadith, Sunnah. We will make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Person who is giving these this waaz and nasihat, I am the really wallah. I swear in the name of Allah, I'm most in need of whatever I'm saying. But inshallah, with people's dua, we don't know which person dua Allah accepts, and Allah accepts all of us and puts us with those special bandas of his. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.